Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstteeclinic.com.
It's hour two of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Okay, we got keys to victory, and the truckwreck.com fan text is open at 877-881-1053. But let's take just a moment to talk about one of the greatest pieces of sports journalism in the year. I propose a Sports Emmy or Edward R. Murrow Award, whatever it is, for Will Brinson, a reporter that tracked John Daly's on-course consumption of all consumables, digestibles. And after reviewing it, I only have one question. And I love the John Daly story, but how is he still alive? How can you do this to yourself and still live?
It's one of the most amazing human feats of my generation. Like the fact that not only are you still out there making it through, huffing and puffing your way through 18 holes at a time, just the fact that you're still alive is insane. But he's taking it to a whole other level where he's like, no, I'm still, and he's like,
I'm doing pro sports.
And he's actually competing well.
Yeah.
He's it's not like he's getting smoked either.
No.
He's doing a lot of smoking.
He's doing a lot of smoking, yes. Yeah.
But he's a smoker.
Yes, dude. The John Daly, that is one of the most amazing things. And we have all the respect in the world for the LeBron Jameses of the world and that DNA and the willingness to spend millions of dollars a year to keep yourself in tip-top shape. But I think it's even more impressive when you can be a guy like John Daly, however old he is at this point, and take care of yourself in the way that he does, which is just a human trash can and a walking ashtray. Yeah. That's what he is. And he's like, yeah, and I'm still going to be at basically the height of my powers from a golf standpoint. It's amazing.
He's tried to get healthy and lost weight in the past, but it didn't really help his game.
The old college try. Yeah. I did my best, honey. Yeah. I'm back to the heaters.
You think there are guys on the tour that are that do all this, they go to the fitness trainer after the rounds and stuff work out. Do you think they're looking at themselves and going, damn, look at Daly.
Yes.
I kind of wish I could be like that.
I should just let myself go.
Yeah. I mean, Brooks Koepka, some guy, buffed up guys and stuff.
John Daly didn't grow up in the vain era of the world. All dudes now are super vain, They want to look good on TV and everything. John Daly's old school.
He is crazy. He's got the hair now that's white and it's all over the place.
And the big beard.
He's got the pandemic beard going.
Do you have that list, Giafalo?
Yeah, yeah. Let me see here. Here it is. Yeah, Will Brinson, who certainly deserves whatever journalistic award needs to get handed out. Yeah. For 2022, that award has already been spoken for.
Everybody else going for second. Against Bird in a three-point competition.
Yeah, and just to paint the picture for you, you're talking about a John Daly who is just getting larger and larger by the second. He's got a Santa Claus, a drunken, homeless Santa Claus look to him. He's got
full red face with white beard. It's just incredible.
Yep. And then the shorts he was wearing yesterday was just an assortment of different colors. It looks like you would see it painted on the walls of Deep Ellum. There's skulls and stuff. These are the pants that he's wearing. And then here it is, the final tally, according to Will Brinson of CBS Sports.
I think the company is called Loudmouth that does his pants.
Okay.
Yeah, because he does. He'll throw on some Arkansas. I think he's got his Arkansas Razorback look today with his red pants with the Razorbacks on him.
Okay, I haven't seen him today.
Yeah, I think he's got his Arkansas look today.
Just killing the game. So here it is, John Daly, the final tally of literally everything that he put into his body over a full 18 holes yesterday.
Oh, I see him.
Not bad. Okay. Do we want to do some over-under here? What do you guys think on the... Because I don't know if you guys have seen the numbers on this, but...
I have an idea of the numbers.
Okay.
I'll let Gavin and Lucius guess.
How many heaters do you think he... ripped
in 18 holes.
Nine. Lucius?
Yeah, I'm going to go with six. Okay. Packed tight, too. He packed them tight.
I believe the number is 21.
21 squares in 18 holes.
Oh, my goodness.
Look at this man.
For an hour every 15 minutes or so. About a five-hour pro round here these days.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's, yeah, on average, you're talking about more than one cigarette per hole. Jeez.
I wonder how many shots he hit with it actually in his mouth.
that's the legendary move there. Yeah.
Do they let you do that on tour still? I don't know. I think you got to like duck away like Jim Leland in the dugout back in the day.
He plays with different rules, though, right? Like John Daly's got his own set of rules. It's like, it's just John. Let him do what he wants.
Yeah, if I was 7 years old and my mom said, this is what Santa Claus does when he's not going around giving you gifts, I'm like, yeah, I believe you, Mom. I believe you.
That's my Santa Claus right
there. It's a nice three-wood.
Diet Cokes. He's got a little Gavin Dawson in him.
He does have some Gavin Dawson.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's a little Gavin Dawson in all of us, I'd like to think.
He's my spirit animal. Diet Cokes, five rounds. I'm going to say, well, you got to use the restroom. And there's
18 holes, yeah.
Six.
Lucius?
Yeah, 12. And he peed on a tree somewhere. Pause.
He did have 12.
Yeah, 12.
No way. Sure full 12 pack 12. Of Diet Cokes. Yeah. And even you can understand how impressive that is.
That is, yeah. That gets you really, you know, charged up. And then you're throwing nicotine on top of that. Like, I'm just imagining his heart just like sweat coming out of his brow. And, you know, feeling like he needs to go find some shade. That's just a recipe for cardiac arrest right there, bro.
And then apparently he made his way to, a nearby vending machine at one point or another to
caddy.
Stack up on some peanut M&Ms.
Okay.
This is impressive.
Six packs of peanut
protein.
M&Ms.
Six packs.
Okay. And they're not chocolate covered. That's awesome.
Yeah.
This is a healthy snack for him.
Yeah. Exactly. And then how much water do you think he consumed?
Half a bottle. A few swigs.
Two bottles.
0.0 ounces of water. John Daly, you bleeping legend.
Wow. He's probably just been out of shape that he can't start drinking until the round's off TV or something like that. Well, I wonder how much beer he consumes in a regular recreational round.
He keeps his bus. He's got a really nice one of those.
Like a Madden bus?
Yeah, like a Provost bus. Yeah, he's got that over on about parked behind probably the
TV. He looks like a man with a bus.
Yeah, the TV, by the TV trailers and stuff like that where they hang out and stuff. So, yeah, he stays on course generally where he'll pull that thing up to, like, the local Hooters. He's got a son that just got a golf scholarship to Arkansas himself. But they'll pull up to a local Hooters. He'll sign autographs, hang out with people, put out the
maybe
chairs.
Maybe pass out in the dining room.
Shoes off, sleep.
He actually has done that before, if you get a bill about 12 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, salute to the great John Daly. You know, I definitely don't want to make fun of it. I idolized him as a young golfer, just his ability to do it at such a size. Yeah. And then as I became aware of how he was partying and everything, the legend has just grown. Alrighty, it is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. What do you think at 877-881-1053? Keys to victory for tonight's game. If I had to look at any one thing, I'd say the three-point shooting. Is that the biggest thing we got going here?
They're
going to
keep doing it.
And I think it's kind of like the magic number's 40. You got a good chance to win if you're above 40. You know, 37, 38, you got a decent shot. But I think they're going to have to shoot the three-pointer well in order to advance once again.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of been their MO this season. They are a big-time three-point shooting team, but it's kind of what's your process of it? And it felt like in the first half, their three-point process was relatively respectable. They found themselves getting plenty of quality shot opportunities that just didn't fall, and then things kind of went haywire in the second half. You'd like to see a lot of, like you mentioned earlier, Gavin, of getting Luka into the paint as much as possible and those drive and kick situations, because that's when things really get moving. And then I think if you are going to go the broadest route of maybe trying to get some of these other guys to shoulder the load offensively in the first portion of the shot clock, then I think, hey, Luka, it's got to be on you. This is one element of his game. Man, when you're off the ball, when you don't have the ball, you can't just go stand somewhere and wait around and just be watching. He's got to do some level of off the ball movement to allow things to get going, because if you get stagnant, the Warriors are going to dominate you that way.
Yeah, I kind of like the idea. I mean, that's what I'm sitting there thinking. It's like, okay, if the ball ends up in his hands at the end for the shot, I'm okay with that. but don't put the ball in the other's hands with 2-3 seconds left and force them to have to make a critical shot. That's where I think. But they got a lot of open looks. I just think they need to get into it. The ball needs to get back to Luka at the end.
And, I hear you.
And hopefully he can knock those down.
214, maybe the Diet Coke cans were a decoy. Oh, I would love that.
Wow.
If he's got those wraps that you can buy.
Yes.
And they're seriously like silver bullets or something like that.
I think he's a Miller Lite guy.
I think I've seen
him pound some Miller Lights.
You know, you're absolutely right about that.
Yeah.
Keep shooting the threes no matter the percentage. And what does G-bag mean? Good broadcasting about games. Mm-hmm. Thanks for asking. Keep shooting the threes no matter the percentage. I think I agree with you. It's what they do.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think they have great options other than shooting threes. I don't think they're a versatile offensive team in any way. Okay, the get back on defense thing is interesting. You're going to have to give up on the idea of offensive boards if you want to get back, and maybe that's what you got to do against this Golden State team. I hate to say it. Offensive rebounding is a real good thing, and maybe you can have your big stay and hope it bounces to him. But I can't have people crashing the boards, and if that's what you want to do, get back. I say get back on defense by not committing stupid turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
If Golden State wants to run off a good offense and a shot coming without a turnover, you know, more power to them. That's what they do. That's their strength. But I don't know if you can give up entirely on the offensive glass and in favor of, you know, dropping back and being worried about them. Just don't keep giving it to them right and left, and you'll take care of a lot of those transition buckets.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed. But then the three-point shot as well. The three-point shot, if you're going to miss a bunch of those three-point shots, you get these long rebounds, and then they get out and sprint on you.
Okay, I think we're going to go into the smartphone of one Brian Broaddus, who has some developing news for us.
Yeah, I asked Mark Cuban about if Kevin Harlan and what he said that Luka was fighting an illness. Is he off on this, off base on that? And Mark's response to me was, that's news to me.
That's news to him.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Okay.
So, yeah. He said, that's news to me. And he said, I said, good luck. He said, thanks.
Was not sick.
Interesting. Because, I mean, 100% Mark Cuban's going to be in the know on something like that.
You would hope.
Like that. I mean, if Kevin Harlan knows something about the Mavericks, it would be pretty wild in a far stretch to say Kevin Harlan knows something about the Mavericks, and not just the Mavericks, but the Maverick. Like, this is about Luka. This would be something that Mark Cuban would know, unless Mark Cuban doesn't want that stuff out there.
I think Mark's done this before with me. If it's something he just doesn't want to talk about, he'll avoid it, or he just won't mention it. Like the other day, I was asking him about the rapper, you know, and all that stuff like that, and he just responded to the part where I told him good luck. So if he doesn't want to get into something, he just won't answer it.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes, hey, that's news to me. That was his response to me. So
okay, well then I tend to think that maybe I believe him.
Got to lean towards that. I wonder.
We'll see. Kevin Harlan's not a hack.
No, you know,
he's not just making up trying to get clicks or something like that. You know, so you know, I think today that you know that would be, you know, something that you can kind of take to the bank a little bit. I think.
Maybe he was up all night doing something else, you know, hanging out, cruising around. Yeah, 48 hours till the next game. It is a current unsolved mystery. Kevin
Harlan.
You're
in California. You know what I'm saying? You're a big NBA superstar.
Yeah, there's fun stuff to go do in San Francisco.
You got some time.
And it was early. Like, tip-off was at 6 o'clock the other night. So by game over, it's like maybe 10 o'clock when you're strolling out of the arena. There's a lot of time for debauchery.
There is time for debauchery, and sometimes you can, you know, really get lost in a good time. And the next thing you know, it's a little bit later, you know, and people are asking, why was he up? Oh, he was sick, you know. Well, maybe he was sick, or maybe he was just weary from something else.
I'm sure, like, Ali LaForce, who's the sideline reporter, I'm sure they're going to address that tonight.
Yeah,
I mean, and they're either going to stand on it, and that's fine. But again, all I could do is ask Mark. And, you know, if he says yes or no, whatever. But I know this about Mark. If he doesn't want to answer it, he won't answer it. So the fact he responded back to me, but again, Ali LaForce, I'm sure Harlan will stand on it tonight. You know, they'll talk about it.
Hey, you know what? That LaForce girl, is she with the LaForce family? of the racing family, Force? Okay.
That's
John
Ashley,
Force.
John Force. Okay, okay, okay. Yeah. I was like, whoa, she's everywhere.
She put an L-E in front of that.
Yeah. Yeah, she's like master's degree refined. Allie LaForce.
She's really good. Yeah, she's, really good. Yeah.
Yeah, she's incredible.
LaForce to be reckoned with.
No doubt about it. Yeah, I think we interviewed her at the Super Bowl in New York or San Francisco or something, and she is a tremendous professional broadcaster. I think you keep turning up on the bench. I think that's another big key, especially on the road. If you can get a bench squad that really has your back and is trolling and heckling the other team, it can give you that feeling of energy like it's us against the world, mm-hmm. right? I know they might feel discouraged. They got fined for the second time in the postseason. Yesterday it was a $50,000 job. If I'm Mark Cuban, I tell those guys, don't worry about that, okay?
Yeah, I got your back.
I'm gonna sign this check right on over. You continue to do whatever you want to do.
I think what's happening is that they're getting in the way of the fans that are sitting courtside.
Yeah,
I think that's
too bad
problem.
For them.
Yeah, no, yeah. I totally agree. I mean, you know, that's
part of the show.
But they're saying that those guys are coming up off the bench and they're going past the coaching position.
Yeah,
you know, almost to like to the scores table.
Yeah,
you know, that's where they're that. But I'm sure the fans are complaining that, hey, I spend $5,000 for this seat. I don't need, I don't need somebody, Hardaway standing in front of me with his jacket on yelling at the refs or something like that.
I could understand that. I know it was a major adjustment about 10 or 12 years ago when all those seats close to the bench got sold.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you look over and there's like a fan right there in your huddle. It wasn't that way for a long, long time. There was no courtside seats on that side with the table and the benches. All righty, it is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. There you have some keys, some good text messaging coming in from you guys. Appreciate that on the truckwreck.com fan text. Biggest L, biggest dub. Chia Follow is going to walk us through that. Do you have any to suggest? This is of the week, right?
Yeah, exactly. So this is basically where have you taken some L's this week? And more importantly, where have you gotten some personal victories? 877-881-1053. That's next right here on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back, Nation. Segment here is brought to you by Canadian Imperial Bank and by Rubin & Associates. If you're struggling financially, facing foreclosure or repossession, have IRS credit card or medical debt, you don't have to face it alone. With one phone call, Mark Rubin can take the weight off your shoulders and get you to live in life again. Call Mark right now at 1-800-LAWYERS. Here he is, Chia Follow. Biggest L. Biggest dub. Take it away.
Yes, sir. It is a now a G-Bag Nation Friday staple here. 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten some personal victories? It is officially time for Biggest L, Biggest Dub. All righty, the 512 coming in hot on the truckwreck.com fan text. Can we all give the biggest L of the week to crying Nick Saban? Do we feel good about that? Like, I don't know if you guys... Do you guys feel comfortable just coming out of the gates and handing the biggest L of the week to Nick Saban right now? Or do we need to maybe cipher through a couple?
I'll put him in contention for sure.
Yeah.
That is a big L. He looked weak to me.
Yeah.
Don't air laundry that way.
Yeah.
About stuff, especially when you're paying these kids. Don't take money out of their pockets.
Looks like a stool pigeon under the hot lamp. That heating lamp just on them. Just rambling.
They just can't imagine that kids are getting money, and they're witnessing the kids' value being demonstrated in massive ways, and it's crossing their wires up.
Yeah, there's no question.
If you don't mind, I have an L.
Yeah.
I keep almost running out of gas in the Scooby-Doo van.
Yeah.
It's bitten me twice, okay?
Is the gauge out?
The gauge is unreliable.
Okay.
I should not let it go below a quarter tank.
Okay.
But I don't know what it is. I keep finding myself below a quarter tank with massive anxiety while I'm on the road.
Do you know the mileage? Like how, like, I have had a Bronco like that one time, and you go like 200 miles, like, I'm about to run out of gas, let me get my life together.
Okay.
Just follow the odometer.
That would be a really good idea, except with gas so high, for whatever reason, I don't want to fill my tank. I see it go over like $70. I'm like, hell no, I'm not spending more than $70 on gas. We're done here.
I'm in the same boat, dude. I'm like, I'm driving on a quarter of a tank every day because I'm only putting in $10 at a time.
What
I'm like,
are y'all doing?
I'm just waiting for hopefully I wake up the next day and the prices fell and then I can feel good about a full tank.
Nah, man, we're going to I Am Legend prices. $6 and up.
Yes, we are.
Hey, can I give us a W though? Since we had an L, I'll give you a W real quick. Is that okay?
Hell yeah.
I'll tell you, we took a W today when Gavin did the voiceover for our little video.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
One cut. Yeah,
one cut
good.
Gavin did that. Yeah.
Well, I obsessed about it for 15 minutes.
It's like I really don't know. Give me the lines again. It was like that.
You've never seen Jay-Z in the booth, have you?
No, man.
It's just like that. He's going to mumble something to himself. Then when it's time to go, perfect. You're like, wow.
He was talking himself into it. I'm thinking like.
I've seen it for years, dog.
And all of a sudden, it's like, man, we did this in one take.
Yeah.
And the guy goes.
Cheers.
He goes, hey, can I get one more, Gavin? And then Gavin did one completely different of the one he just did. And he did it in another take. That's a W for us. That usually good, like that thing would have been seven takes for me.
He's got good ball handling skills.
Easy, easy for me on that. Yep. On that,
yeah, 100% agree. That was a really strong teammate moment there. Yeah. Dawson just totally dominated that, and it was a video that is about to be at 1053thefan.com. I would imagine and all over the place because we got the Brew Crew Tour 2022.
Yes,
that's a big dub for the Tolos. Next Thursday. On Rotation Brewery and Kitchen, we're going to have 100 of these Tolo glasses. You could barely see it because it's translucent on the webcam. But yeah, these Tolo Brew Crew 2022 glasses are going to be available. 100 per stop, and we're doing 6 stops. So you're going to be hearing a lot about that. We're going to come out there and fellowship with you.
Oh, that's a beautiful thing. 512, biggest dub, baby girl hit 12 weeks old.
Congratulations.
So gone are the newborn days. Maybe he gets a little bit of sleep moving forward. That's exciting. Maybe.
Will he get
it
sleep?
It is. From my experience, still got a ways to go.
I knew that.
But I'll still appreciate the dub right there. 469, big dub. My daughter and her husband are expecting. I'm going to be a granddad.
Oh, wow.
Congratulations.
Yeah, congrats. That's amazing. My baby is hitting 8 months, and now she can recognize words and look for different stuff. Oh. So the interaction's going through the roof right now. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. It's so fun, dude. Yes, 100%. I'm with you. I got the, my daughter, Juliet, is going to be 1 year old tomorrow.
Sick, bro.
Oh, yeah. So how about that for a nice dub? And Daddy will be doing some darting to celebrate right out of this Brew Crew. Nice little pint here. Okay, Omar in the 314, biggest dub, heading to Dubai for a 3-week vacation.
Right. You're going to go broke.
Yeah. Wow.
That is Omar, a long time in Dubai, bro.
Been saving up for 10 years.
Yeah. Jeez.
For you, Omar.
Everything costs.
Oh, no, but biggest L, he says he's in love with two girls at one time. They're both 10s. But they not with it, so he can't get the Lou Williams treatment that we all have dreamt about.
Trying to get that big love,
man. Well, hey, you're going to Dubai, Omar. You should feel like $1 million. We have our guy Fuad from Des Moines, 346. showing us love, Walchuk and myself here in the G-Bag Nation. Greatly appreciate that, my friend. And he has a new grandson whose name is Jackson.
All right.
Look, they got granddads all over the place, man. That's going to be a good time of life, though. Like when you enter the grandparent stratosphere, I see it with my own parents, and it's just like, yes to everything. It's just, we're going with the flow. I'm the cool person. You know, the grandkids love the grandparents because it's just, yes, 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 yes. Donuts for breakfast, ice cream for breakfast. My wife's always looking at my dad and my mom. My wife's like, no, honey, you're not getting any soda tonight. Next thing I know, she's rolling out with a Dr. Pepper, and grandpa's got the biggest smile on his face. I'm like, gosh, dang it. I'm like, honey, what do you expect them to do? We're going to be the same way. You don't have to care anymore when you become a grandparent, right?
No, it's just you don't.
No.
You just want
where did
make
that
good
energy
memories.
Go? Where did that energy go? I used to get spankings and stuff. That never happens. Don't talk to him like that. Like, what?
Right? Yeah. Yeah, that's
dude,
right.
That's what I was going to say, too, because the parents get awful patient all of a sudden and then get very judgmental. Like,
so
I learned it from watching you.
Yeah, that's a good point, man. That's a really good point. We got celebrating Uncle's 80th birthday tomorrow. Big Dub in the 817. Son's first birthday was last week. Made it through the year. Caleb in Dallas. Thank you very much, Caleb, for hopping in here. We got, let's see. Big Dub, granddaughter turned 2 yesterday. That's Mooney the Mayor out there in Arlington.
What's up, man?
Much love to Mooney.
Yeah, and he's got his little granddaughter, the vehicle that looks like his, the truck that looks like his.
Is that right?
And she drives around in. I see it on the Twitter timeline.
Oh, cool. That is sick.
It's really cool.
He's doing it right. I got a couple dubs.
Yeah, okay. Hit us.
Okay, I told you about the career day today at the elementary school. Mm-hmm. This is turning into dad time, but I knew the names of so many of the kids that had come through because I've done this so many times, and Abby is always reporting to me like who's getting in trouble. So it was Mike Greenberg of ESPN talked about one of his favorite things about doing morning radio once. He said, I get to be at my kids' school so much I know all of her classmates' names.
Nice.
And I always admired that, so I try to do the same thing. And I pulled off quite a few of them. Also, the opposite of a pro dad move, I'm getting amazing at Warzone. Well, maybe not amazing, but damn good. And I've always wanted to be pretty good. Lucius knows. I've been talking about this damn game for over a decade. Yeah. And finally, I'm like, you know what? I'm pretty freaking good.
Things are starting to click for you. You've put the work in. You've put the time in. Now you're starting to reap the benefits.
Went to the lab.
Proud
there were
you.
A lot of techniques to learn. Holler at me. I'll explain it all.
You're going to fall apart tonight is what's going to happen.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
After you brag like that.
Yeah.
Shout out to the 469. Got a big dub because they're getting off of probation next month.
Okay.
And having his felonies, he or she's felonies dismissed.
Nice.
That's it. The come up is real.
You get back in trouble, see Lucius's bail bonds people.
Yeah. Hey, easy out, baby.
There you go. Those are my favorite commercials we got running on the station right now. So salute to those guys. Big L, though, for the Rockies, Colorado Rockies reporter Kelsey Wingert.
She's an LSU gal.
Is she?
I know her quite well.
Well, she took a screaming.
Yeah, she sure did.
A screaming...
Foul line drive
right to the dome.
She did. Yeah, she sits in the she used to work with the Braves and she just loves baseball. Like I say, LSU gal, and she was in the camera well, you know, sitting there and she took the ball off the forehead. And, you know, you can see it, man. It's seriously.
Well, she's got a lot of real estate there. I don't want to call her out, but it was just a.
She pulled her hair back, you joke.
Oh, man. I'm sorry.
What are you doing, my LSU gal?
I'm sorry, man. I feel bad for her because, the good news is the scar only covers a small portion of it. So that's good. But
lady
sorry
took
to Kelsey.
A 95 mile an hour ball off the head.
My keys? I'm about to get the hell up out of
here. Was 100. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to hold my own L on that one. My apologies, guys. Let's see here. We have. Do you guys remember the Fire Fest?
Yes, bro. What? I love it. Have you seen a documentary about it on Netflix?
Oh, it's so amazing.
That man was willing to do anything to get some water out there for the Fire Fest.
Yeah, that's right.
You got to watch it.
Oh, he was willing to do anything. He would literally anything.
Is that like Burning Man?
Get out Fire the chapstick. Yes. Billy McFarland was the guy who was kind of behind that whole scam. And I guess he's actually officially out of prison now.
That wasn't me. That was Billy.
That's right. So shout out to Billy McFarland. Big dub for him. He is no longer.
How long was he in prison for? Is this a couple years?
I think it was a couple of years.
For what, extortion? What are we doing here?
I'm not sure the exact. It was some type of like white collar crime deal.
Okay.
He was.
He's getting ready for another run.
It was fraud.
Yeah,
I think it was just kind of a fraud deal. But Yeah, so that's a big dub for Billy McFarland. I think we are all taking a massive dub collectively here. Thank you to our Heavenly Father, because just the common man, I think we've all been praying about this for the last 12 months or so, because the price of chicken wings, bone-in delicious chicken wings,
it's a crisis.
Last year hit $3.22 a pound.
Good gravy.
You fast forward to today, though, $1.63 a pound, boys.
Come on.
We're back. Now, I don't know where it was pre-inflation stuff.
I'll get up the wings for gas.
But this, honestly, it's a fair point.
If you come
I will
on here
too.
And say, take a dub for 163 gas, I'm all about that.
But 163 a pound for the chicken wings, we might get some orange magic popping off now, huh?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, for sure. Much more cost-effective at this point.
Yes. So that is a massive victory for all of us.
That's
I got a feeling.
Scooby-Doo van will have no gas.
Right, I wonder how much a plate of like party wings was costing at some of these spots, though. I mean,
an ungodly amount.
We were at Boomer Jacks. Yeah, we were Boomer Jacks. I think I paid $18 for wings the other day for Bennett.
Wow.
Yeah.
For like 10 of them or 12 of them or something stupid?
We were Boomer Jacks. Oh. 50 a wing. Yeah, it was crazy.
It's really, really bad. I do want to show love to Tolo Scott, who is in the Twitch chat, and he wants to make sure that we shout out the SAGU women's softball in Waxahachie for the school's first Christian College National Championship. Brought it home from Kansas City yesterday. That right there, Tolo Scott, is a massive dub. Kudos to you. Biggest L of the week, though, I'm actually going to hand it out to Jay Cutler, the former NFL quarterback. See what he got caught
Sneaky
up.
Sneaky J, bro.
Sneaky J.
Sneaky J.
Sneaky, smoking Jay Cutler was out on the vacation with his kids and his neighbor and their family doing the thing, and he's shagging the wife. Got caught up in that, and now who knows what's going down.
Oh, with the family friend?
Yeah, the family friend. Yeah, while the husband was on the family vacation. I mean, just is a bad deal.
Tony Parker vibes.
What a loser,
exactly,
bro.
Yeah, I hate people like that, dog.
It's a tough deal.
Yeah. I don't want to know your girlfriends, your daughters, your wives. I don't want to know them.
Right.
Because I don't want anything just weird. Just you looking over in the corner, see us laughing, like, is something going on?
Exactly.
I don't even want that. Yeah. I want them to hate me. Oh, it's Lucius again. Here he comes. I'm great. I'm good now.
He's so rude. He never talks to me.
He never talks to me. Why do you like him?
Appreciate that, Lucius.
Yep.
Being
all
a
right.
good teammate.
There you go, boys.
All righty, G-Bag Nation, hope you're having a fantastic afternoon and you're fired up for Game 2, Mavs and Warriors tonight. What do you think of Warriors fans? Do they make this list of the 10 worst fan bases in all of sporting? That's next in the Nation.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game 10, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, thank you very much, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation coming up at 4 o'clock. I'll have some Game 2 questions for the crew. What do you guys think of Warriors fans? We have a top 10 list of the worst fan bases in sports. So far, I don't have any bad vibes, you know, from, you know, maybe you get in the Houston series. I know people definitely felt like Houston fans were rude. The OKC fans, the Utah fans have a bad reputation. The Suns fans and Luka left a bad taste in my mouth. But so far with Golden State, I think they've been like a classy, superior type of outfit when it comes to them and their fans. How about you? Any hatred boiling over after game one?
Not for the fans. No, not for the fans to this point. I think generally you look at Warriors fans and you might be like looking at them with a side eye, like how long have you actually been a Warriors fan? because I don't think there was that many of them, and then all of a sudden, boom! But that's the way.
Adles and
yeah, that's the way it goes. That's the way it goes when you get one of these these dominant kind of teams. So I think that's the one way that maybe they rub you wrong. If you're like, hey, I'm a loyal fan. I've been a fan of my team for my entire life. You've been a Warriors fan for the last 6 years.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's kind of like what you were talking about the other day at their arena. It's like the wine and cheese crowd.
Yeah, it is. It's such an expensive seat. And so, how dedicated are you to, sitting that low and making noise and being a part of that? You know, the people that wear the free T-shirt and all that stuff like that. I will say this, though. I do give I'm on the Dallas fans pretty hard about this because, again, I'm from here. And I've seen it, seen it good and bad. But to me, those fans that sit in the lower level with the Mavs, they do a pretty good job of getting after it. Matter of fact, there's a couple of dudes that wear cowboy hats that down there, and they were traveling to Phoenix. They were making all the trips. They were getting down courtside on the road. So they were wanting to be a part of it.
I love guys that are willing to go that far.
Yeah, I mean, if you're getting courtside seats in a visiting arena, you're a pretty intense fan. So, yeah, I think a lot of it has to do with those fans. That place is just so, it's just so expensive to be a part of that. So.
Now, I am annoyed how many bandwagon Warriors fans there are in Texas. I mean, we have three teams, and they are everywhere.
Chameleonaire? He's from Houston, bro.
That's just weird. Yeah, you had him on the ropes in the conference finals a couple of years ago. It just doesn't add up.
Wait, Riding Dirty Chameleonaire is a Warriors fan?
Yeah, bro, he'd be at the Warriors games on the floor.
Come on. Must have moved out to Northern California after he hit big.
Yeah, I think so.
Enjoyed,
he is like a tech millionaire, so.
Okay. Oh, that makes sense then now. If you're hanging out with all those guys in Silicon Valley and all that. I've told you a couple of times already about the career day, but I asked the kids, I let them put on the headphones and then did a little interview where they talked into the mic so they could hear what it was like to be on the radio with the sound in your headphones and all that. And I asked all of them, what's your favorite sport? If they said basketball, I asked them, who's your favorite player?
Right.
They all said freaking Steph Curry, except for one that said James Harden. I'm like, there was no Luka love at all.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's going to take, but these are fourth and fifth graders. Maybe they're a little slow on the uptake, or
Bally's.
The Mavs haven't done something big yet.
Yeah, I blame Bally for this. You're like, what do you mean, Luke? I don't. What are the Mavs? I don't get to watch these guys.
Oh, he's on Bally's. Oh, geez.
But I think they might be like YouTube and TikTok sports fans. And I don't think Luka's a big in anybody's algorithm there when it comes to that.
Curry's a very kid friendly thing, right? Isn't he always doing stuff with he's always doing stuff with kid. Oh well. I mean this in a way of doing things for promotional stuff with kids and, like that Nickelodeon things and stuff like that.
Yeah, that could be it. Yeah.
He's always winning the awards for that kind of stuff.
He's very family friendly.
He's very girl athlete
friendly. Yeah, there's a lot to love about Steph Curry. Okay, here we go. Do you guys want to play a game? I have the top 10 list, the official 10 worst fan bases in all of sporting.
Let's go.
The Wooly Bully, Zach Woolchuck, is in the house. Hey! If you want to jump in here, we could do a three-way competition. He's getting set for your Rangers pregame coming up at 6:30. Maybe you have thoughts on worst fan bases, Woolchuck. However you want to play it, you just jump in when you're ready. Number 10 on the list, the 10 worst fan bases, are the fans of who I refer to as the Bird Turds.
It's Philadelphia Eagles, right?
He's Brian's got it.
Yeah. You'll get to work with him long enough, you'll learn all his team names.
They're number 10?
They're number 10, yeah. Shouldn't they be the Kings?
Yeah. They should feel disrespected by this.
Yeah. The booing of McNabb on draft day, one of the all-time worst moments in draft history.
Yeah.
Eagles fans' behavior was once so bad they had a jail inside their old stadium.
The vet. That's true.
Yahoo says that's first-class skullduggery. However, the notorious booing of Santa is a more complicated story than non-Eagles fans want to admit. Okay. Number 9. Rudy.
Notre Dame.
He got it. Yeah. We're tied at 1. Yeah. Haven't won a national title in over 3 decades, but they act like they're Bama. Is that true? Did the Irish act like they're still Bama?
Yeah.
That's pathetic.
Yeah, and it's called the Subway alum. It's folks that never stepped foot on South Bend, the campus there. A lot of
fans. Remote learning?
Yeah. Well, no. There's fans that, like, that's their team. They don't ever go to...
Yeah. No, I hear you. I hear you. Yep.
I should have just let that one go. I was trying to explain. No, General. They look at me like, shut up, Broadus.
Yeah. Number 8 on the list. No doubt about it. Over the last 10 years, the biggest bunch of underachievers inside these borders.
Rockets?
college football.
Oh, Longhorns.
Texas. Yes. Suffers from the same symptoms as Irish fans, says Yahoo. They haven't won a football title since the 1800s. At least that's how it seems.
That's my kids going to school? What?
Okay. Number seven on the list is the team we just discussed. The team we're playing.
Golden State?
The Warriors make the list. There Let's see what Yahoo has to say. Yeah. What were we missing it's on
the,
here?
The front runner action,
it
right?
It is a front runner action. Yeah.
It's what you said. Few fan bases are more come lately than this one.
Yeah.
There were 17 Warrior fans before Steph Curry, which they refer to as BSC. Now there are apparently 20 million, and they have been fans from the beginning, they allege. Yeah. I think 20 million's underselling it.
Yeah.
They got to have 80 million if you count worldwide.
They allege.
yeah.
They were really.
Been here since the beginning.
They allege.
And then you took 20 years off. You did. There you are at 7 years old in your Tim Hardaway jersey with Mitch Richmond. Number six, unfortunately, the Rangers lost to this team in the World Series.
Oh, not the Cardinals.
They think they're better than everybody when it comes to being a baseball fan. Yeah, Zach Wolchuk has nailed it. Do you know they invented the sport of baseball?
They did.
Says Yahoo.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll tell you they do.
Number five is a team that unfortunately recently beat the Rangers in a three-game series. Might have been last weekend. From Boston.
Sox.
The Sox, yes.
Sox.
All the Boston fans are pretty aggravated.
Yeah, if the Patriots aren't in here, I'd be disappointed too.
Okay, it's funny that you mentioned the other Boston teams. At number four, the team currently playing the Miami Heat.
Celtics.
Oh, no, I think we're about to get on a Boston run here. Get ready.
Number three, Tom Brady's former
team.
There
you go, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
They actually went Sox, Celtics, Patriots in a row.
Yeah.
And Yahoo writes, we'll take it easy on Boston since they're probably still grappling with desegregation. Ooh. Ooh, a racism blasted on Boston as well.
They are some of the pastiest fans I've ever seen. I'm watching the Heat game last night. Every Boston jersey, it was the whitest, pinkest, flabby arms I've seen in a long time.
Pasted.
Hey, I resemble that remark.
Hey,
I apologize.
No, you're good. Number two on the list. I don't think we're that bad. I don't know where
Cowboys?
Yes.
We have a lot of bandwagon fans.
Okay.
And that's we'd be super issue. Hyped about nothing sometimes. I mean,
super
so we really do be super hyped. Like, yeah. All we pick up one player and it's like, Super Bowl, here we go.
Yeah. Started 2-0.
Really there. And people get tired of Cowboy fans just because ESPN and all these other folks, if they have no content, let's just play some Cowboy stuff.
Not our fault.
It's Talk
not
about
our fault,
Dak
really.
And Zeke.
It's not really our fault all the time.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess that the exposure of the Cowboy brand is what's really agitating this, though. I think most Cowboy fans, other than the 3 hours after the game when people are drunk and reactionary, are pretty solid fans. Guys?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're I think you guys are on to something when it comes to it's shoving it down your throats a little bit. Like, any if you're a fan of another team, anytime you turn on ESPN, you're getting Cowboy stuff, even when it's clearly kind of forced. It's like there's no real reason to be talking about them right now, but they do it. What is First Take doing now? It's Playmaker Mondays during the football season. It's just Stephen A. versus Michael Irvin, and it's just Cowboys conversation all the time. And so I think that's mostly what it is.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the other day, I mean, this was not the other day, but a couple weeks ago, Kyle Brandt on Good Morning Football. Did you guys hear about this?
Oh, like, that dude's got one of the best
jawlines. Cowboys.
He went off like, why do we keep talking about the Cowboys? I mean, he went off. And Kay Adams looked at him and goes, has anybody told you the numbers when we talk about the Cowboys?
It's the ratings.
Yeah, yep. And he's like, I don't care and all that. And then, like, everybody's like, Peter Schrager, and they're all like, man, bro, you might need, you know. And, like, the next day, Kyle Brandt wasn't there.
That's the other thing.
Kyle Brandt might have, like,
got himself a suspension with that rant.
Take a little day off, Kyle. You know?
Let's rethink this, Kyle.
Sean O'Hara needs a little work, you know?
This is the one thing about this list that I'm a little bit surprised by. One, the Eagles being at 10 is shocking.
Yes.
Yes.
And Philadelphia only having one team is shocking.
Mm.
Getting to do the stuff with the Rangers, I know for a fact.
Yes.
Phillies players hate playing in Philadelphia for the Phillies.
Wow.
We have a Ranger that might have had the opportunity to go back and play in Philadelphia.
Mm.
He wasn't doing it. because he hated playing there because of that fan base.
Wow.
It's so bad where you have players across Major League Baseball where if there is a comparable offer and it's like the Reds or the Phillies, I'm going to go take that offer with the Reds because they just can't stand that fan base.
That's great insight, Wolchuk.
That makes a lot of sense. And back to the Cowboys fans for a second, I think the other problem is the sheer number factor, the volume, the quantity of them.
You
can't go anywhere without running into a Cowboys fan somewhere. So that's the other frustrating thing is they're all over the place.
Hey, I'm sorry we're America's team.
I guess I define bad fan as like obnoxious, possibly violent, very confrontational, vulgar, rude, immature. Like, just that's to me the worst. If, like, you're entitled or smug a little bit, that doesn't annoy me, right? But if you're super disrespectful, that to me sets you apart as being a horrible sports
fan.
The fan
that I had the most problem with in football was San Francisco.
Huh.
Because we played them a bunch in playoff games. The Cowboy fan didn't bother me because we weren't as good as the Cowboys.
Bay Area fan can get very confrontational.
Bay Area fan, like, they'll throw down in the parking lot.
Like West Philadelphia.
Yeah, they'll throw down in the parking lot and stuff like that. I had more problem, but you're talking about Golden State made that list, so that's Bay Area fan right there.
Yeah.
But the 49ers were bad.
Number one's the Miami Heat, and they talk about 2014 when they were only down 4 with 25 seconds to go and half the people left.
Yeah, because they're fake fans.
And then the Heat came back.
They got caught outside the arena.
They're all running back in.
They wouldn't let them back in.
I know.
They're trying to look through the windows.
Yeah, they don't deserve to be let back in.
Okay, Nation. We got to run. Game 2 questions for the crew. Let's talk about tonight's matchups next here on 105.3 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.